lot to get into about what happened over the weekend, so let's just fucking jump into it. Let's start off with NBA basketball. Hey, welcome back, NBA basketball. You're relevant to me again because a lot of cool shit happened. What's cool that happened in NBA basketball? Oh, I don't know. How about the Dallas Mavericks completely upsetting the Suns? Not only did they completely upset them, but they beat the dog shit out of that team. It was fucking crazy. Went to Game 7 in Phoenix, and Luka just fucking went off. Luka went off. They ended up winning by, I know at one point they were up by 40. I don't know if that was the final score I keep seeing, or it was like 87-47. But Jesus Christ, the Suns suck ass. Dallas isn't that fucking good of a team. Just dog shit play. Dog shit play. Congrats to the Mavericks for moving on. They're going to go to the Western Finals against the Warriors. Welcome back, Warriors. A lot of people are saying they are more than likely going to be Dallas, which they're favored, and I can see it, and I don't want it to happen. I really don't want it to happen, but I can definitely see it happening because it's Luka. It's Luka versus like a fucking three-headed monster. Like, he's good, but he's not Seth Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, that other Garrett Poole or whatever the fuck his name is. Andrew Wiggins. He's not as good as those fucking guys, with all those guys combined. Like, the Warriors are a mean looking another monster. Excuse me. Just fucking the Warriors should take care of Dallas. And if I had to put money on it, I have Warriors in 6, but I want Dallas to win. You go over to the East. Boston was able to take out the Bucks. Even with Giannis putting up crazy numbers, the Bucks just couldn't do it without Chris Middleton. And Boston's defense survives. Get shit done. Good for them. There is a car literally on my ass. Like, he is on my ass. What the fuck are you doing, dude? And he's got a fucked up bumper. It's like, oh, I wonder why you got a fucked up bumper, man. Because you're out riding my motherfucking ass, fucking dick. Okay, he's gone. In an old-ass Accord, too. I mean, I'm glad it's still running. It's probably the best car ever made. Good for you for having one. But fuck you. Get off my ass, because I'll fuck your car up if I have to brake for some reason. I got a big-ass tank. You have a little fucking car. Fuck you! Okay, so, yeah, so Boston takes them out. And Miami was able to take out... I already forgot who they beat. Oh my god, why can't I think of it? Either way, Miami got shit done. Oh, it's gonna really bug me now. Shit, I'm so sorry. Oh, Philly! They were able to beat the 76ers and James Harden. James Harden sucks ass. He's had one really good game since getting traded. The Nets weren't able to get shit done, but Ben Simmons didn't play. So as of right now, neither team has won the trade. Josh, if you're fucking listening, all these like, ooh, the Nets lost the trade, the Philly won the trade. Philly still can't get shit done. Harden can't have a consistent game because he fucking it sucks and he's trash and he chokes in the playoffs yet again. Now Simmons, yeah, oh, I'm still hurt, I'm going to sit out. Yeah, fuck Simmons. I understand why they wanted to get rid of him. But he hasn't played yet, so you can't necessarily say the Nets lost that trade. Yeah, the other pieces they got along with Simmons, they were just like bonus add-ons. Fucking Simmons was the main one. It honestly should have been straight up Ben Simmons for James Harden, but it wasn't. But James Harden is not James Harden in the playoffs, and they fucking choked, sucked ass. Bye. Sixers can't even make an Eastern final. They're gone. So it'll be the Heat taking on Boston in the Eastern Finals, and it'll be the Warriors taking on the Mavericks in the Western Finals. Should be a good NBA Conference Finals. Let's move on to something else. In hockey, the Canes, yes, they are moving to round 2, but who are they going to play? Are they going to play the Rangers? Or the Penguins? They're playing the Rangers. By God, the Rangers were able to get it done. And those fucking rich cunts that play in the Garden, that means the Hurricanes will play in the Garden for at least 2 games. Game 1 starts Wednesday. Wednesday night will be game one. Game two is Friday. Game three is Sunday. Game four is Tuesday. So they are just literally every other day playing playoff hockey. I fucking love it. It's nothing like this damn, like, Brooklyn Nets would play. Like, that was the weirdest spaced out series ever. They'd play one game, wait 3 days, play another game, wait 2 days, wait one game, wait 4 days, play another game. It was so weird. This playoff hockey thing is one after the other. Play, rest, play, rest, play, rest. And if it goes to game five, six, and seven, it's the same way. It's going to be just 2 days after the next game. So I can't wait. That the fucking crowd is going to be electric in Raleigh. If anyone wants to take me to Raleigh to see a Hurricanes game, I've never been. I've always wanted to go. I have been a casual fan for them for a while. I'm not a hardcore just because they play a lot of fucking games. They play like baseball amounts of games, just like the NBA. It's just hard to watch regular season hockey. It's just hard to keep up with it. It's just so fucking much. I'm going to try to get better at it, to become a better fan. But does it suck that they beat the Bruins? In a way, because that's a team that I like to see be successful. But Canes are my number one, and the fact that we took them down, that's pretty awesome. And it took a game seven, and we won 3-2. I told you on the last show, we won 3-2, but they did it at home. Every fucking home game we played at, we have not lost. So we're undefeated at home, and game one is at home against, again, the New York Falcon Rangers, those super duper rich big market assholes. We got to take them down. Take them down! Let's go, Canes! In other news, let's move away from sports for a second. Yesterday, I was supposed to possibly go to West Virginia with Tracy, my wife, Patrick, my son, and Paul, my father-in-law, to West Virginia for him to visit his mom at least one last time. At least one last time. Maybe there might be another one after that. Who knows? But she's getting very old. I have never been up that way. I was looking very forward to it. It was going to be complicated because it was going to have to be a one-day trip. When we didn't really have that much gas money, and we were going to have to fucking just cram everything in one day, and Patrick was going to have to come with us, and that's a lot of riding in the car. It was looking like it was going to be like a... sorry. Big sneeze. All this fucking pollen. It was looking like it was going to be a very pressured day. A lot of driving for me. Where she lives at, it's about 4 hours away from where we'd be leaving from. I did not want to drive 8 fucking hours in one day and go to West Virginia to a place that I've never been to in my life. It would be cool to see, but my whole time while being up there is to try to get Patrick to get super tired and run as much as he can to get as tired as possible, and I just wasn't ready for that. It needs to be a two-day at least event. So, Paul, my father-in-law, called my wife and says, well, due to certain things, we need to postpone this for another day. And it worked out perfectly because got a call from a friend of my wife's, said, hey, there's a newer fridge here at this house that I'm going to eventually sell that we need to get rid of because they're bringing in new appliances. Do you want it? Cheap, yo, dirt cheap, and you don't have to pay me right now. We said yes. So we get to the house, which is in Ridgemont. If you're from Moxville, you know Ridgemont. Nice little neighborhood. I actually looked at two houses in that neighborhood before we bought the current house we lived at. They just didn't work out to what we needed them to be when we were looking for things. Plus, we were with a different real estate agent, and she sucked ass. Premier Real Estate is the one that hooked us up. They're in Advance, North Carolina. If you guys are looking for a great real estate agency, they're the ones to go through. Total Real Estate is also a good one based out of Moxville, but they specialize in Moxville. The friend of my wife's, she actually works for them. She hasn't been in the game for that long, but she seems like she's doing a pretty good job, so good for her. But anyways, we get to the house. We look at the fridge. It's nice. It's a fucking Samsung. We got an old-ass Whirlpool? Sure. It's 6 years older than the one we're about to get. It's not necessarily an old-ass fridge, but still. The one we had leaks in it. Well, not leaks, but there was shit has leaked in there and stained it, and there's sticky shit, and there's stuff where Patrick's yogurts were half opened or ice pops, and it's just nasty inside that fridge. The ice machine hasn't worked for a long time, and the light bulbs are out, but it still works, but it needed a very, very hardcore deep cleaning. Then we get this opportunity to get this Samsung, which has an energy saver, which has a working ice machine, which has really cool LED lights, which has bigger space. It's a bigger fridge. It's more wide, but it's still the same height, so it would fit where we were putting it. We took the advantage of it. We went to the house to pick it up in Ridgemont. We get there. I put it on my little, I got a little ass dolly. I load it up and try to bring it out the door. It's too fucking fat. I take off the handles on the fridge. It's still too fucking fat. So what I gotta do, I gotta find a screwdriver in my truck, unscrew the hinges off the door, take off the whole fucking door of a house that's not even mine, which we got the approval from my wife's friend, so thank you for that. They weren't currently selling the house yet, but they're working on it. They're flipping it, by the way. But yeah, so I take off the door. Then finally, with the door handles off the fridge and the door off the main front door, off the main hinges, we were able to get that fucking thing out, load it up to the back of the truck, take it home to find out that I'm pretty much going to have to do the same shit again. The handles are still off the fridge. Get it up to the front door. I have to take off first. The screen door has to come off. Second, the main door has to come off. Fuck, right? Yes, fuck. I have to do all that. That takes a while. Get it in there. Get in the kitchen, move the old fridge out the way, clean out the bottom of the fridge. It was disgusting over years of years of years. For underneath the fridge, it was like, what the fuck's going on? That's crazy. We cleaned it, and we put the new fridge in its place. It looked marvelous. Had to get the old fridge out. Took it out the back because I was going to put it behind the house until I could take stuff to the dump because I don't want to sell it because I don't think no one deserves to have a sticky-ass fridge that I'm not going to fucking clean. So we're just going to dump it unless if you're hearing this and you're like, I need a new fucking refrigerator. The freezer works on it. The refrigerator works on it. The ice machine does not work on it, but if you need a new refrigerator, call me, message me within the next couple days. It has not been rained on yet. It is sitting in my backyard, ready to be picked up. You can have it for free. Put it in your garage, put it in your home. I don't give a fuck. Just get it out of my yard. If you don't get it by this weekend, I'm taking that shit to the dump. Or I might try to sell it for scrap metal, which I don't know if they take refrigerators. I was supposed to call today and totally forgot until just now. But I will call tomorrow because I think it's too late. But to get that fridge out of the back door, that bitch was too fucking fat. Took the handles off of it. Too fucking fat. Even with the door taken off, the back door is a little bit smaller than the front door. I didn't feel like putting it out through the front door because I'd have to take the door hinges off again on the screen and main door. So I take the whole fucking doors off the old fridge. Both of them. Just popped them off. Took several screws and a couple of clips. Got it off. Was able to scoot it out there, flipped it over my deck. It landed. It was beautiful. Set it up, put the doors back on, and now it's sitting in the back yard beside my fence. And the fridge itself, the new fridge, it got cold very quickly. It has energy saver on it. It has a water thing. It has an ice machine that I believe works because I heard it this morning making ice. That made me feel good. I haven't heard that sound in fucking years. We have not had good ice being made in our ice machine in years. Well, I heard it happen, and I'm very excited to say I have a new refrigerator. It is also a Samsung. It's a very nice fridge. It doesn't have the cool LED screen on it, but it does work. It works very well, and I'm very happy about it. And that's pretty much all I fucking did yesterday. We jump into the world of racing where they were at Kansas. There was a lot of good running cars. The Chevrolets have won the last 4 mile-and-a-half tracks. It has been the Chevy of Hendrick. Chase Elliott, William Byron, Kyle Larson, and Alex Bowman have been dominating the mile-and-a-half tracks for the past 4 races. They go to Kansas. Kyle Larson is doing a great job leading. It looks like it's going to be his race, right? Not so fast. Michael Jordan's fucking race car team painted the goddamn car through one of his old black elephant shoes. That shit looked bad ass. The crews were wearing those Jordans unloading the car. It's a bad ass car. Not a very big Kurt Busch fan, but Kurt Busch is 45. Michael Jordan Toyota, I believe it's a Toyota. Toyota looked pretty fucking sick. Actually, it might be a Chevy. Ooh, fuck. I feel bad because I don't know, but I should know. But I'm going with Toyota because Denny Hamlin's a part owner of that team. And Denny Hamlin drives Toyota, so I'm going with Toyota. But that car looked fucking sick. And I even said at the Martinsville race, I think Kurt Busch's car had one of the better paint schemes, as it was half Monster, half McDonald's, and it looked pretty badass. I really thought that was a cool looking car. I saw the paint scheme when they announced it earlier in the week. I said, that's a fucking sick car. That fucking sick car won the goddamn race. Kurt Busch in the closing laps, I believe it was 9 laps ago, was battling Kyle Larson for the lead. Gets underneath him. Kyle Larson's been riding the high wall. That's one of the tracks that you can ride that high lane and really hug the wall and get a lot of momentum off the kick of the turn. And that's what he's doing all race. Tyler Reddick was also a guy that was able to do that. And he actually qualified second, and he had a decent day. But Kyle Larson was the man to win this race. He was starting to slow it down. Kurt Busch found him, got underneath him, put pressure on him. Kyle Larson gets loose, hits the wall. Kurt Busch takes the lead, and from there wins the race. It was cool to see how Kurt Busch is one of those guys in the past couple years, and I guess Monster Energy helps a lot, but Kurt Busch is a guy that is older than Kyle Busch, but he acts younger than Kyle Busch, but he also has a huge fucking temper problem. But when he does interviews, he seems like a fucking guardian angel. He's a very wishy-washy guy, which is why I've never been a real fan of his. But I haven't really hated him. When he drove the fucking 2 Miller Lite car, it was a neutral feeling. Like, I don't hate him, but I don't love him. He's there. He's always been there. And he seems like he's in a good position and finally gets a win for that race team. They're fucking excited about it. Michael Jordan sitting up there. He was at that goddamn race. He was fucking excited about it. It's like, yo, bro, I'm going to be at that race for my fucking shoe. The Hornets giving him a shout out because it's like, oh, yeah, the owner of the team. The social media is like, hey, you better fucking talk about NASCAR today because Michael Jordan himself won a fucking race. So that 23, whatever you call that team, they get the win. Bubba Wallace was catching up too. He had a fast car. They had those cars tuned very good for that race. So congratulations to them. I was hoping to see Kyle Larson win that race or Willie B. Chase was up front earlier, but he pulled back. But Kurt Busch won it fair and square. That was a good race. And that's how you battle Logano. That's how you fucking drive. And if you want to boot somebody out of the way, you pressure them and you make them fall off or crash themselves or hit the wall. Not bump the fuck out of them when you still have 2 more goddamn laps. You piece of fucking shit. Learn how to race. I hate Joey Logano with a fucking passion. I can't wait till William Byron spins his ass out when he's about to win something. Now, moving on to tonight. Tonight in the iRacing League, multi-league sports, whatever outfitters. I forgot the name of the company because we don't fucking have one here. Brian Bizzle in the 18 Chevrolet. Taking on Heath Smith in the 02 Ford Mustang. Taking on the rest of the fucking field. They're going to go round and round and round for a certain amount of laps. I don't know exactly how much, but it will be tonight at 8:35, streaming live on YouTube. I can't fucking wait to see this happen. Can't wait to see these guys spin each other out, dish it out, flick each other off through their webcams, even though they can't see each other because they're focused on driving. You got the random ones that'll just text on the live stream in the middle of the race on the caution. When they're just going around and around, they're fucking just whipping out their cell phones. I bet the guys that crashed earlier, they were too busy watching Pornhub or something. It's like, bro, you gotta put that shit to the side when you're out racing. This shit is serious, bro. But they can't do it if they want to. They want to put on, what's her name? Mia Khalifa. You want to put that shit on in the background while you're driving? Put that bitch on mute. Drive, drive, drive. Turn over to the side. See some boobies. You could do it if you want to. Do it if you want to. No judgment, except a lot of judgment. That's weird. You're trying to be a competitive iRacer and you turn to the side and look at boobies. Come on, dude. Do that shit after the race. I'm sure there's several that do it, though. All them fuckers that crash in the first couple laps and they just stay out of the race, it's because they're finishing up. You know, they're finishing themselves up. Yeah, I can't wait to see the guys tonight. This will be Brian's return of his normal paint scheme, I'm assuming. I doubt he's keeping the Rainbow Warrior car for the rest of the year. He's probably going to go back to the Mack Chevrolet. That's fine. Chris Rimshaw's still on that fucking car. We're on the hood. That's all that matters. We're on the hood. We're not on the side. You know, you see the side more. But we're on the hood, you know. We're on the hood. If you look from the overshot, bam. If you look from the camera, from inside the car, bam. There's our fucking sponsor right there. And I can't wait to see it. in the race tonight. Ain't talked to Brian that much this week, but that's okay. He's a busy man. Can't wait to fucking see it go die. Can't wait to see Heath Smith. He's probably going to rock that Chris Durham black and red Ford Mustang. Go round and round and round. Brian is not bad on 1.5 mile tracks. Can't wait to see him get that dish for the win. Going to go battle the leaders. Get the spin out for the last lap for the win. He's going to take out one of them fuckers that keeps winning every goddamn race they've had. There's only like 3 of them that keeps winning. Them little fuckers need to just slow down a little bit. Let Brian Bizzle get behind them and bump the fuck out of them. Pull a Joey Logano. Put them in the wall. They're not going to hurt afterwards because they're sitting in a fucking office chair. One hand on a dick. One hand on the steering wheel. That's what they do. And Brian Bizzle is going to take care of it. Heath Smith is going to catch up, finish second. But 1-2 punch. See our guys in victory lane. Getting the post interview saying, big shout out to the Chris Durham Show. That motherfucker crazy. Can't wait to see it. Again, it'll be streaming live tonight on YouTube. Can't wait to fucking watch it. I will try to watch it live like I did last week. The Darlington race, it was cool. I love Kansas. It's got multiple grooves. Can't wait to see what these iRacers do on a wide track like that. Brian, I need you to dive super low to hit that checkered flag finish line. Because you can go really fucking low on that track. I don't think it's a double line either. I think it's a single line. So you can't pass on the way inside. So I can't wait to see that race. Thanks for listening to the fucking show. It's been a busy show. There's more stuff that happened, but I don't feel like talking about it. Kind of get off. My son is asleep in the backseat right now. We're about to go into Walmart to get a Taco Bell taco dinner kit. Can't wait. Till next time. Thanks for listening.